All right. Now, Adora, have you ever worked in an office or a newsroom where everyone knew each other's salaries?
Sort of.
Yeah, well, I did once. Oh, it was not pretty. And who knows what lurks in the pay stub of your cubicle neighbor? More importantly, what would change in your workplace if you did know the salaries of everyone in the office? Christina Cowan is a senior writer for PayScale.com, and she follows, obviously, issues related to pay in the workplace. And she says that she has detected an interesting generational shift when it comes to talking about what is normally that most taboo of subjects, your salary. She joins us from the studios of Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ. All right, Christina, let's just first start off with the fact that there's a lot of salaries that we do know. And I'm thinking about all of those Wall Street bonuses and CEO salaries that got discussed last week. And in fact, that people were even chastised by President Obama.
Right, absolutely. As well they should in view of the American public, because the average American worker hasn't seen his or her salary increase for quite some time. It's actually gone down since 2000. And so when you see Wall Street executives who have sort of presided over this financial meltdown that we're all now paying for through TARP, of course Americans are infuriated. And it's good to have salary transparency all the way up there, because if we didn't, I don't think we'd realize, you know, what's happening with our tax money if, in fact, our tax money has gone to fund the bonuses.
Well, and in fact, you can think of many other salaries that are public, most professional sports players, politicians. So what salaries traditionally are secret?
I think most in this country are secret. Just anecdotally, through my own experience of having worked in offices, I can't think of any one work experience I had where it was okay to talk with your cube mates about how much you made. It certainly was taboo. In the last 2.5 years or so since I've been reporting for PayScale, I've found that sort of taboo is shifting. And I attribute that to the generational shift that's going on in the workplace. You have Generation Y coming up, and it's a very different generation. Their norms are very different from baby boomers, who have dominated the workforce. So you have these two very big groups in terms of their size, and then you have Generation X, which is smaller, but I think is more along the mindset of Generation Y, in that it's okay to have salary transparency.
Well, now, when you say it's generational, does this mean that because someone might post on Facebook every aspect of their personal life, talking about their paycheck is just one more step in that chain?
I think that's certainly part of it. I think the other part of it is just Facebook is generated by technology. Also, sites like PayScale that provide salaries and salary information, Generation Y is always online. So they're going to go online, they're going to find these sites, they're going to find the salary data, take it to their bosses maybe, share it with their friends in social settings, things like that. And we're only going to see more of that. And Generation Y isn't going to let go of technology. So as we proceed in the future, I think we'll see more of that driven by Generation Y wanting the transparency and being equipped with it.
Okay. Transparency, or at the very least, knowing what your neighbor makes, how does that give you a leg up when it comes to negotiating a salary?
I think it depends case by case, individual by individual. If you're comfortable enough with going to your boss and saying, I deserve a raise. The company across the street, a worker with 5 years of experience, which I also have, is making $5,000 more than I do. What can you do to help me? I think it will help the worker who's willing to do that and willing to argue for him or herself. I think for other workers, it will agitate them, maybe make some of them leave.
I was going to say, I can't but help envision the anger of, what? That schmo who all he does is drink coffee? He's making more than I am?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Certainly some people will respond that way. I think it's human nature to, to get angry and to get frustrated. And you never know what goes into someone's job, but you can surmise. And I think it's, surmising is kind of dangerous. You want to be very practical about the information that you gather and try to not lose your cool. And I think the best thing is to be empowered by it and to take your information and gather as much as you can. And hopefully you have a good relationship with your boss and you can go in and discuss with him or her where you are, what your goals are, It's not the only bartering chip you have, but if you're a good performer, it can certainly help make your case.
Okay, quickly, we have to wrap up here, but you used the word empower, and we, of course, are doing a series this week called Power Trip. If you had some way to be more fuel efficient, to be more energy efficient, what would you do? Or is there something that gets in the way of you doing that? What's the one thing you can't live without?
Going to the gym. I'm sure that the machines I use at the gym take up energy. If there was some way to make them, I don't know.
Oh, Christina,
more
get off the elliptical and take a walk. All right. Take care. I want to thank you for joining us. That's Christina Cowan. She's a senior writer for PayScale.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.